This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Wow, the time flies. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate, you know, the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, just being involved, being engaged. And I want you, and some of you haven't heard me say so, I want you to get involved, engaged. Go up to the website. I'll wait. Head over there, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. They got a big donation button there. Wouldn't bother me if you used it. You know, just a whole bunch of stuff. Give me your email address. Look at text messaging. You know, give it a chance. See how it works out for you. But, I mean, seriously, no. Take advantage of some of the things that are offered on the website, some of the stories. Love to know. Would love to know what you think about some of the stories up there. You know, and again, if you got a topic, you got an author, somebody you want me to... You'd like to see on the show, you'd like to know more or have more information about a topic or an issue or what have you, just let me know. I'll get all over it. I'm still working on some of those stories with the squad. I don't know what else to call them. Those guys, they just make me nuts. You know what makes me nuts more than anything is the hypocrisy behind it. Love how the Democrats are going to keep telling me how morally upright, much more morally upright they are than I am, or we are, or you is. It's just nuts. All right, so I decided, like, you know, a couple times a week, we're going to do the top trending Twitter stories, or top trending Twitter tweets. How's that? Because there's so much information, and it flies by, and we don't always pay attention to it. But when you look at some of the stories out there, again, that are flying by, nobody's paying attention. Like Jim Comey and CIS at Joe Mifsud, they were in Australia just days before Papadopoulos and Mifsud's meeting. Right? So explain that to me. Why can they get away with it? Why is it okay for them and not anybody else? Right? I mean, and when it comes to what they're doing, by the way, when it comes to what the Democrats are doing, they're just putting out a subpoena for everything. Anything they can get their hands on. Now, deep state spy Joseph Mifsud, he was used to tie George Papadopoulos to Russia by the deep state. And I told you guys, you know, I never really believed in all this stuff. But as more and more this comes through, if deep state is what you want to call it, fine. But there are a group of people that are working hard against this president. And not because he's doing the right or the wrong thing. They don't like him. He's an outsider. I think that's why the Democrat Party is so frantically, Pelosi and the rest of them, so frantically trying to do something to trip him up, to take him down, to get him gone. Look what they did to Barr. From day one, they tried to discredit Barr, so they knew what his character was like. They knew what the guy was like. And they knew, or know, once he gets in there and he starts digging, he starts fighting, he's not going to back off. And he's going to show you stuff. Right? I mean, it's going to be an Emperor's New Clothes moment. You're going to be trucking around and not realizing that he's got you. And I think in a couple of days, he's got you big. So the deep state spy, Joe Mitchell, as I was saying, he was used to tie George Papadopoulos to Russia by the deep state, by the Mueller gang, right? Their mainstream media. I mean, they all came together to do this. You know, again, like, it's funny that you heard nothing about Pelosi's son on mainstream media. You heard nothing about Biden's son on the mainstream media. Everything was about what was going on with Trump. Oh, and his kids. Yes, I forget that. But they never call out their own. That's what bothers me. Never. Ms. Fudd also was there when General Flynn was set up in London by Stephen Halper. He also was close to Hillary, even dined with her in 2016. Now, we know by Dem standards, one dine, one milkshake, if he ordered a milkshake behind her in line at McDonald's, that would tie him to whoever. That's the way the Dems work. You get a picture with somebody, that means you must know them well. See, what they don't tell you, which is a joke, like, you know, you see people, they have pictures with Obama or pictures with Bush or what have you. They pay for those. They go to events where they've paid $1,000 to, well, if you're with the president, you're probably paying $15,000, whatever it is. And you get to have a meeting in the same room as him. And then he talks to you for a few minutes. He tells you what's going on around the globe and how he sees things. And then you get a line to shake his hand and they take your picture. So when you see those pictures up on Facebook and other places, and it's the pro, sure he didn't know these guys. Doesn't mean he knew them at all. Same thing goes for Obama. Any of those guys, it doesn't necessarily tie them together. I'd like to believe it does most of the time, but it doesn't. So now we know that he was also an author of the Brexit plan that was endorsed by the EU. So this guy does nothing but, this misfed, Joseph Mifsud, he does nothing but work against what the real people want, what the regular people want. So I don't know why we entertain this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We will be hitting all the top Twitter stories in this hour. Oh, no, I think I've chosen special ones just for you and I to enjoy. When we come back, you know, Hillary Clinton, no, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to wait till we come back. You want to know what I'm going to say about her and Weinstein? You got to come back to find out. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. Never be part of the problem. Right? Being part of the solution, though. I want you part of the solution. I want you to get your information, learn how to fight back, learn how to push back. But really, anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, being part of the, you know, be part of the process, I guess, is really the comment here. Right? If you're part of the process, if you're part of the solution, if you get involved in the conversation, you can help make things better. I know some don't believe that, but you can. All right. Since I love all these, because lately there's all these pictures going around of Giuliani with those two guys from the Ukraine. Then we find out they were born here in this country. And instead of saying, no, they were American citizens, the mainstream media had to call them out as foreign-born citizens. Isn't that great? Just amazing. Anyway, Hillary Clinton's people were protecting, Weinstein. And again, this is like smorgasbord hour. We're going to do some of the top trending Twitter stories. And when you really think about who they protected, this is why it's very, 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 very hard for me to believe in the so-called Me Too movement. Very hard. Because they protect these people right up to the point where they're going to get caught and they might go to jail over it. They protect these people. There's even some rumors, if you would, because I don't know them to be true. But there's even rumors out there that say that Hillary called a few newspapers, a few networks, to make sure they buried Weinstein's story in the beginning. So much for caring about all women. Anyway, actress Rose McGowan wrote on Twitter in reference to Weinstein, I can't believe I used to support her, being Hillary Clinton. I guess predators are her style. I mean, if you think about all the people that the Clintons were close with. Now, you won't hear this in mainstream media. But, you know, you got Epstein, Weinstein, and who was the Wiener guy, right? Oh, and Billy Bob, you know, he was at the head of the whole thing. Come on, think about this. Give it some real serious thought. Think about it. This is all they play with. This is all they take care of or become part of. Anyhow, McGowan made the comments in reference to a report that Hillary Clinton, or her publicist, Nick Merrill, told investigator journalist Ronan Farrow that his investigation into Harvey Weinstein's alleged history of sexual misconduct was a concern for her clients. So if it was a concern, why do they keep it up? You know why? Because he's a bundler. He's a big-time bundler. He brought in a lot of money for these people. And truly, if you're one of those people, say you're for women, that you want to protect women, you want to make sure that women get treated properly, then come out and speak against this guy. Speak against Epstein. And not that you're speaking against them because they support Democrats. That's not the goal here. The goal here is that you say you want to protect women, then protect women. Come out and speak against this stuff. Both Bill and Hillary Clinton were known to have close ties with Weinstein, a relationship, actually. He was one of the most powerful men in Hollywood. We did a story about him a couple of weeks back. His attorney was lamenting that, you know, Harvey Weinstein will never be Harvey Weinstein again. Well, thank God. We didn't like him in the first pass. Why would we want him to be the same? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When asked, Hillary Clinton, did you have any concern for your husband's victims? What about, HW victims? Really, when you think about all the victims that she blew off, that she called, gold diggers and people who take advantage, right? You had to know you can't be right. It's one thing to stick up for your husband because you love him and you really can't believe he did that. Well, she knew he was doing this stuff for a long time. But when you want to stick up for your husband because you want to protect him, right? And that, I won't even say that's okay. That's one thing. But you knew what he was doing. You knew what he was doing to girls. You knew what Weinstein was doing to girls. And that was okay. Unreal. How many of you know that Hunter Biden? You know, this guy graduated high school, or college, I'm sorry. And at 21, he was making all kinds of money with the MBA. I think that has to do with credit cards, right? He was a paid consultant to the MBNA starting at age 31. I said 21, I meant 31. As Joe Biden pushed legislation to promote the credit card industry. So Joe Biden Jr., or which is what I prefer to call him, or Hunter, here he is. All of a sudden, he's offered a job working for the credit card industry while his dad, or shortly thereafter, his dad starts pushing legislation that would help that credit card industry. Unreal. Biden was paid an undisclosed amount of money as a consultant by the MBNA while his father was working on legislation for them. I guess this kid didn't have to look for a job. Daddy found him a job around every corner. Right? And it's real simple. When dad holds the controls or he's got the friends that'll help an industry move forward, and you want, well, actually, I don't even know if he wants to get in that industry. I think dad was just looking for a job for him, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The original article read, the son of the Democratic vice president candidate Joe Biden was paid an undisclosed amount of money as a consultant by MBNA, the largest employer in Delaware. During the years, the center supported legislation that was promoted by the credit card industry and opposed by consumer groups. Now, Obama's presidential campaign said that Biden helped forge a bipartisan compromise on the measure. Right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More of the top Twitter stories right after the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Census Bureau is asking states for driver's license records that typically include citizenship data and has made a new request for information on recipients of government assistance, alarming some civil rights advocates. The two approaches, documented by the Associated Press, come amid President Trump's effort to make citizenship a key aspect of federal information gathering in the run-up to the 2020 census, despite this year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that a specific citizenship question could not be included on the 2020 census questionnaire. On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 slipped 4.12 points to 2966. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 29 points to 26787. The Russell Index lost 6.47 to 1505. Bond markets and the U.S. government were closed for the Columbus Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Yeah, dance. I'm Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with us. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Just make sure that you have real information to work with. Don't spew the party line, I guess is what I'm getting. Please don't. Make sure you have the real information. You like that? Like how I did that? The real information. So we don't sound like them, because I never want to sound like them. Anyway, I told you, we're doing the, what do you want to call it, the Twitter, top trending Twitter stories. And they're all over the place. But they're real. From the Scott Adams Show, he's a, you know, I enjoy his show as well. There was an article that was posted in 2008. Republicans did nothing. You know, when you talk about the rhinos and the corruption and the stuff going on in D.C., it's just amazing. And he found that, you know, this was based on a story that we did before the break. Biden working for the MBNA. And while this was going on, the Republicans did nothing. See, this is why Trump makes both sides so crazy and nervous, actually. Because he's not really a Republican or Democrat. He's not a conservative or a liberal. He's an American. He's an American first. His attitude is very simple. Right? I mean, seriously. If it isn't good for America, it isn't good. We can't wait. We can't make it good for everybody around the globe. We need to make it good here, for us first. Take care of our people first. So when Joe Biden, and we still can't find out how much the MBNA paid him. They were the largest employer in Delaware. He was their consultant while Joe Biden was pushing for better laws for credit cards, for the credit card industry, or easier laws for them. Obama said he was great, right? He said that Biden helped forge a bipartisan compromise on the measure. I don't even know what that is. But I don't know about the bipartisan. It's now the law, and it makes it harder for consumers to obtain bankruptcy protection in the courts on credit cards. So the consulting payments to Hunter, first reported by the New York Times, were they couldn't find out how much money it was. Now, Obama opposed the bankruptcy law back in 2005 while Biden supported it. David Wade, a spokesman for the Obama campaign, said that after working with the Clinton administration Department of Commerce on internet privacy and online commerce, Hunter consulted for 5 years as an expert on these very same issues in the banking industry. So it goes from the banking industry, credit card industry, to the gas industry. I mean, this kid is a genius. It's like he could drop one career and walk right into another. Resurrecting Biden's role in the bankruptcy legislation could undercut one of the Obama campaign's lines of attack that his Republican opponent, John McCain, was intensive against his financial woes, especially of Americans. So again, you go all the way back and you dig, this is why they hate the interweb, because you can dig up all these stories that they don't want you to know anything about. Right? I mean, real simple. By the way, the New York Times had a great opinion piece, if you really still want to look at it. But you want to look at this holiday known as Christopher Columbus Day, right? And you go through and see what Italian Americans did for this country or in this country. But the one thing I was not aware of, this is news to me, is, and then it's a story I have to watch and get to know more about. I did not know that the Italians weren't automatically considered white. Anybody else know that? I didn't know. Right? And it took forever through Congress. It took forever to get them labeled, I should say, or declared a white person. Now, Congress, now this is not according to Joe, all right, so we're clear. This is the New York Times. I don't agree with the New York Times in a lot of these articles. They say Congress envisioned a white, Protestant, and culturally homogeneous America. It declared in 1970 that only free white persons who have or shall migrate into the United States were eligible to become naturalized citizens. Now, racism at its finest, right? Underwent swift revision when the waves of culturally diverse immigrants from every corner of Europe changed the face of this country. Be kind of hard to be all white then, wouldn't it? Historian Matthew Fry Jacobson shows in the immigrant history that he wrote, Whiteness of a Different Color, the surge of newcomers, you know, engendered a national panic. And it did. You know, come on. Reality is reality. Some of us want to say, no, that never happened. But it did. People were afraid of these new people coming over. You know, the Chinese or the Asian community at the time. Right? They were white, but they really weren't white. They didn't look like the rest of us. And made people very uncomfortable. What was white? What was whiteness? Right? There were some Europeans that were designated whiter than other Europeans. Isn't that cool? So when you look at this, when you think about that, you think about America, how it's evolved over the years. We've always evolved towards better, more positive. So it's the same thing here. As time went on, things got cleaned up. You think about some Southern Italians were very dark people. The Northern Italians were light-skinned, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, light hair colors. They were more accepted getting off the boat. darker-skinned Southern Italians, right? They were considered black Italians. Actually, on both sides of the Atlantic. In Italy, Northerners had a long held that Southerners, particularly Sicilians, were an uncivilized group, racially inferior. Obviously, African, of African descent. So this stuff has been going on for centuries. Now, this is not to say it's right, or even that it's okay. My point, though, is it's been going on for centuries. And we keep creeping forward, cleaning it up. You can believe what you want about all this other stuff going on, that it's getting worse, about white supremacy. It doesn't exist. I'd like somebody to show me, really show me, where the white supremacy comes in, where just because you're white, today especially, you have a leg up. Decades. Right? We had decades of affirmative action. We found out that Harvard discriminated against Asian people. I think they're white. So this is just, again, these words have now, these issues now have become of no concern, no effect, because of the Democrats. It's really that simple. Oh, and speaking of the Democrats, why don't you think about something? I can't wait till this race really goes into high gear. When Trump actually gets to take on either Sanders or Warren, or even Hillary. I don't know. I mean, actually, Sanders just called Elizabeth Warren a capitalist today. Like, that's a bad thing. So anyway, under the Biden-Obama economy, there were 13 million Americans, more Americans on food stamps than there are today. 8 million more Americans lived in poverty. Lowest labor participation rate since the 70s. And somehow, these crack-smoking Dems still think this is President Trump's fault. Right? They're blaming President Trump for all the issues going on the globe today. I mean, how much crack do you have to smoke? Just ask it. Joe Mattini, your host, this is The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. You miss some of the craziest stories on Twitter.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. There's so much fun stuff going on, especially on Twitter. And everything Trump does. Sets these people afire. Sets them ablaze, if you would. And nobody seems to want to, you know, nobody seems to want to push back on this. But we all need to come to his defense. And he doesn't need any, look, let's just be honest about this. Trump doesn't really need any one of us. Would you agree with that? He really doesn't need any one of us to do anything for him. He's got this thing, he's got it nailed. He doesn't let anybody get to him. He doesn't let anybody get under his skin. I know that some of you say, yes, he does. Look at how he tweets. I don't know. I think sometimes he does what he does to get back at them. That's what I believe. So attorney Bill Barr, or William Barr, he actually gave a speech here in the last couple of days. And he talked about the declining religious values and militant secularism. And I agree with him. I mean, seriously, if you decide, you know, we've talked about this a million times, all of us. If you decide, and I decide what's good and bad, and there's no God, there's no moral compass, no real value there, who decides what's right and wrong? Who decides whether yours is better than mine? Don't we want, you know, for those of us who believe in God, use God's word as a guide, as a compass? Thou shalt not steal kind of thing. We're either perfect. God doesn't want you to steal. Don't take what doesn't belong to you. But Attorney General Bill Barr said that declining religious values and the loss of traditional moral order is causing many of the problems we're having in society today. He was speaking at the University of Notre Dame Law School on Friday. He said that because of the moral upheaval, there has been an increase in drug use, children born out of wedlock, people being alienated. I mean, seriously, if you think about it, we've gone through decades of, frankly and easily, we don't need men. Right? Women don't need men. But we're taught that men need women. Right? I mean, every traditional value has got, somehow, has to be torn down. I haven't figured this one out yet. And you've heard me talk about this on the show a million times. The thing that I haven't been able to figure out is there's been so many violent crimes and things like that on the rise since the 50s and 60s. I mean, mega rise. And yet, the educated, the academia of today, the doctors of today, the psychologists of today, or the psychobabblers, whatever you want to call them, of today, they want to give you more of the same and pile on top of more of the same. You can't discipline your children. You can't, oh my God, you can't strike your children. Did I say smack, strike, whatever? You can't do any of that because it harms them. Really? So violence is taking a nosedive in this country, right? Remember, because if you hit your kids, then it causes them to hit. Causes them to want to pound on other people. Yet, more of our parents hit us in the 60s and 70s, and somehow violence is out of control today when hitting is down. This is all, like, confusing to me. You give kids guidelines, moral values, something bigger than themselves to look up to. And that's all wrong, because you have to allow kids to be kids. And yet, violence is on the rise. Because you have to allow kids to be kids. It's just amazing to me. If there's any good, clean, moral, traditional value, they're against it. The campaign to destroy the traditional moral order has coincided, and I believe has brought with it immense suffering and misery. And yet the forces of secularism, ignoring these tragic results, they press on with even greater militancy, he said. Now, Barr is 69 years old. He's a devout Catholic. During his speech, he touched on efforts by the Justice Department to assist faith-based organizations that fight for religious liberty. He also warned about the progressive movement in U.S. politics. He says, among these military secularists are many so-called progressives. He said, but where is the progressive? You know, those who defy the creed, risk a figurative burning at the stake, social education, professional ostracism. I mean, think about all these things that you're not allowed to talk about. Conservatives are beat up on a regular basis. And I don't mean just physically. I'm talking about verbally. The things you think of backwards and you shouldn't think like, you know, we've got an argument. I know this is going to give me trouble, but I don't really care. We've got arguments over somebody who believed themselves to be a female or believed themselves to be a male. And they were born with the opposite parts. And we push that forward. We advance that along. I'm doing a whole series, a whole bunch of stories here shortly. And no, it's not against the transgender community by any stretch of the imagination. But it's actually story after story after story about young people who were told that they needed to move in that direction, and they're now miserable. They're now pretty much suicidal. They want to know why they didn't get the real help that they needed. How do you explain that to your kid? How are you going to explain to your kid 20 years out, 10 years out, after you've encouraged them and helped them because you don't want them to feel bad to have an operation, to get rid of the parts and pieces they were born with? You know, it's like everything else. You see, they parade in front of you those who are very happy right now. If you go look at it a little bit, you'll find many, many, many of those who are not happy that they had the operation. They're not happy they weren't counseled in the proper direction. And yet states like California won't let you. They won't allow you to counsel, what do they call it, conversion therapy. But it really isn't. The conversion therapy is going from when you're born with the male parts and you're a female. There's a therapy there to help you convert, right? You can't convert from something you aren't. You want to live, if you're a male and you want to live a female lifestyle, great. If you're a female and you want to live a male lifestyle, great. But your DNA doesn't change. Diseases that specifically aim women. If you're a woman and you go through the conversion, you have the operation, you're still susceptible to all those female diseases. So when you go to the doctor and say you're a 41-year-old male and you were born a female, how does he know what to look for? Or she know what to look for? If things start showing up on your chart that don't make any sense, what do you do? Say, oh, yeah, and by the way? Well, why doesn't that change? No, really, why doesn't that change? And I'm going to tell you something. Oh, I wish I had that stupid story. I'll tell it later on this week. There's a young lady at a very young age. The group that she was hanging out with, you know, she was a tomboy, what we refer to as a tomboy. She preferred wearing, you know, pants as opposed to dresses. She liked playing baseball. Never felt non-feminine, just liked doing all that stuff. Until people around her started pressuring her, saying, if those are the things you like, then that means you're a male. And you should go through the operation. You should go through the hormones. She had never thought of doing that. She never even thought that wearing pants or being that way meant anything. But people around her did. And the peer pressure got on her. And she started thinking maybe that's the direction she should head in. She went and saw a doctor, and the thing that blew her mind was the doctor only saw her twice for an hour. How do you make a life-altering decision, a life-changing decision with 2 hours with a therapist like that? And some of you are going to say, well, you know, he's an expert. They should know what they're talking about. They see many of these. All right, so what if I bring in another expert who's had to counsel these people who have gone through the operation and they're still suicidal? What if I bring that one in? What do you think? You see what I'm getting at? It's too easy to throw this stuff around. It's too easy. And you know who saved that young lady? Her grandfather. Her grandfather stepped up. She showed up at the house one day. I guess what do they call it, strapped or whatever, you know, where they strapped themselves down when you were female. She was taking the hormone injections. She was pre-diabetic. I mean, she was perfect health before she started going through this. Then she started packing on weight, almost 50 pounds. She became pre-diabetic. She looked terrible. Grandfather started crying and said, why are you doing this to yourself? Will you please, please think about what you're doing? And the short story, I'll put it up on the website later on. She stopped it all. She stopped it all. And she is a happy young lady today. Don't just jump in. Please make sure you do your homework. Joe Bacino, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. You know what? God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day.